This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We had that first meeting at Mocha Mocha and we were discussing who's going to talk about what. When it came to the subject of divorce, they were saying everything's too heavy in this program. And I was like, the subject of divorce is heavy too, but I know somebody who can tackle it with some humor, yet with meaning. And that is none other than Uncle Idris Kamisa. He counseled me during my third marriage. Right? We used to meet him and he knows. The fact that I got divorced is not his fault. Okay, so Idris Kamisa is an international consultant in education and human development. He began his career as a teacher of English. Everybody knows him as the principal of Alpha Law School. His passion and expertise for the subject culminated in his nomination as the chairman of the English Society of South Africa. He has been a head teacher of 3 schools. He was an advisory member of the International Board of Educational Research and Resources, and he is the co-author of their manual for schools. He's also the co-author of The Art of Public Speaking, Embrace the Joys of Public Speaking, and Premarital Conversations and Beyond. His expertise is in self-development and curriculum design. His creativity made him a dynamic lecturer in didactic and methodology at the International Peace University of South Africa. And I just want to tell you, one of his favorite expressions is, "I like it." And he even has a sticker with his face, and "I like it," that I'll post on the group later. Okay, so he's going to address the topic, life after divorce, how to live it. And please don't blame women, number one, because this is a woman's only audience.
Can you just help me? Anyway, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
That's the YouTube mic. This is
the
mic.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Anyway, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the Lord of all the worlds, to whom we belong, to whom is our return, and may His choices, blessings go to the highest of Allah's creation, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most generous in companionship, the most gentle in speech, indeed the most eloquent ambassador to humanity at large. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As a public speaker, I'm acutely aware of the trust, the amana given when you ask to address a people. And I want to tell you this, and if you to ask me what legacy I want to leave behind, I really hope that someday when you meet me long after this interaction, you'll say to me, "You know what? Some things you said changed my life." And that's very, very important. Words matter. Words are very, very important. The previous speaker gave such a wonderful presentation. I was enriched by it. And I want to share a number of things with you. I've got about 27 points here, but Allah knows, right? Allah knows what will happen, right? Because if I don't do it, my wife will ask me, "How was your speech?" I said, "Baby, I didn't like it." Right. And now I want to tell you this, and I want to begin really by acknowledging Fatima Azra and the group Maryam for the sterling work that they are doing. They started this work when there was so much of resistance. And I support all of you for what you do. You are doing Allah's work here. You're giving people hope. Now, this is a very important thing, you see. Psychologists have said that if you do not change within 48 hours after a presentation, it's unlikely you're going to change. It's unlikely you're going to change. And that's important. And nobody, please believe me, my beloved sisters, I love you for the sake of Allah. Nobody can take ownership of your life. You cannot be a spectator in your life. You cannot adopt a victim mentality. Nothing happens except with the will of Allah. Nothing happens. When the sister spoke earlier on, I remembered a saying that I came across. It resonates with me today. It resonated yesterday. It'll continue to resonate with me. It is happiness is self-inflicted and not created by others. You expect nothing from anyone. And Allah tells you, He'll not give you a burden you cannot bear. And I just share with you something I heard the other day. There was a person, they have a program in America, United States of America. I like it better. Right, so anyway, so in America, they have a program called Islam 101, where they speak to people of other faiths about Islam. And the person doing this presentation said, as I was speaking, I could see from the corner of my eye, there were two girls, they were cuddling each other. And he asked, are they lesbians? He said, I don't know. But he was preoccupied with it. And he learned they were lesbians. But what happened? Look at the story. One of them, her name was Kelly. She embraced Islam some months later, whenever it was. She embraced Islam. And she said, it was not difficult to wear hijab. It was not difficult for me to give up pork. It was not difficult for me to read 5 times a day prayer, but it was very difficult for me to wean myself from the same-sex attraction. But look at what she said. Look at what she said. And it's a reminder to us, those of us born in this faith. She says, when I came across the fact that Allah says, He will not give you a burden that you cannot bear. Then he said, if God, the Almighty said that, then I'm sure I can bear it. That was a tipping point for her. Sometimes in your situation, and my heart goes out to you, my beloved sisters. I'm not here to pontificate or sermonize. My heart goes out to you because I deal with this every day. I could not come early on because I had to deal with the situation. This program is taking place at the time when the Ummah is bleeding. It's taking place at the time when we become very, very sad people. It has come at a time we are not optimistic and like before. We should be, because you have not reached the end in the road, but the bend in the road. You got to understand that. You got to say to yourself, you have an opportunity. Yes, you have an opportunity to contribute, to leave a legacy. One of my friends, Fuad Nadi, may Allah grant him the high status in Jannah, came from a very dramatic, he had an organization called in the UK, Radical Middle Way. He's the one that introduced many of the speakers to the Western world. And I told him about a book. The book was, Who Will Cry When You Die? And the subtitle is, Lead Your Life in Such a Way That When You Were Born, You Cried, People Were Smiling. But That When You Die, You Are Smiling, People Are Crying. You know, I jokingly also say to people, do you know why books are cheap in India? Anyone know? Because copyright means I have the right to copy. No, anyway, that's by the way, right? So he said to me, Idris, I'm enjoying myself here. I'm very relaxed. I hope you are relaxed also, right? So he said to me, my father said to me, my beloved son, when you were born, you had no idea as to who would celebrate your birth, but you are in complete control as to who will mourn your loss. So what I'm saying to you, my beloved sisters, before it's too late, to live consciously and with intentionality. Have personal goals in life. Bring joy to someone, because empires are built in the hearts of people. It reminds me of the words of Rumi, words to this effect, do not search for me in the graveyards, but search for me in the hearts of people. Are you bringing joy to others? Every moment is important. And never say, why me? Why me, Allah? Why me, Allah? You know, I just shared with you three incidents, maybe four, right? The one incident was, there was a young boy who was drowning, and he was saved by someone, a passerby, saved him. So this young boy, when he came around, and he said to him, you know, I have no idea how I can thank you for what you have done. This man was sagacious, a very wise man. He said to him, young boy, I pray when you are much older, and when you look back at what happened today, you can say with conviction that my life was worth saving. So I want you to reflect a bit. Reflect a bit. And ask yourself, in the end, when you leave this world, are there people going to pray for you? What legacy you want to leave behind? Have you made a difference to your life first, to the lives of other people? This is a very important fundamental question. It's never too late. And I want you to understand that. And you know, we talk about emotional intelligence, which is such an important attribute, is learned behavior. And you find it in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I'll share three incidents, just three incidents. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam buried his own son Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Sahaba were surprised that he was crying. So, and he said to them, the eyes weep, words to this effect, the heart grieves, but the tongue will not say anything that is displeasing to Allah. You know, sometimes in our grief, be wary about what you say. When you're angry, be wary. Anger is a natural emotion. Be wary about what you say. You know, people find it hard to believe. They say, Idris, don't you get angry with your wife? I say, it's a rare phenomena. I don't remember when last I got angry. And if I do get angry with her, I'll tell her, my darling, I'm angry. Really? Why should I scream my anger? I'm angry. Finish. It's over. That's it, right? Because words are important, my friends. They really matter. Words. Must use purring words and not snarling words. I'll give you another example. Time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a person there who gave him a bunch of grapes. You must have heard the story, right? So he took the first grape, he ate it, he took the second, and he finished the whole bunch. The Sahaba were surprised that he never shared it with them. And when he left, look at what he said. When I took the first grape, it was bitter. I feared if I offered it to you, you might have shown your displeasure. Just look at that, about sensitivity. We are human beings, man. We are human beings. And I find it so unacceptable. I find it so unacceptable, the kind of messy divorces that we have today. I find it so unacceptable, the cowardice of many people. I find it so unacceptable that even in-laws cannot support their daughters-in-law when they're going through the situation. I find it very, very unacceptable. I will not forget. I will not forget. This one lady phoned me up once. She said to me, Brother Idris, I have a problem, but my husband will never see you. I want to see you. I said, okay, my sister. The next day, she sent me a message. She says, I could not come and see you because my husband broke my legs. I'm in hospital. You see, my friends, I don't want to paint a black picture of men generally. I'm not suggesting that all our sisters are angelic also. Right? It takes two people to make a happy home. It takes two people to make a sad home. Right? But this is important, you see. It's important to understand, painful though it is, that we are living in a very fleeting world. The COVID reminded us of our mortality and our frailty and our fragility. Where are the tears? But there is condemnation. Where is the hugging? But there is distances. Hey, where is the generosity? Except selfishness and condescension. It's all gone. The other day, I went to help a family. And her sons were sitting there. And she was crying out to them. And saying, you know, I'll do anything for you. I'll do anything for your children. But none of you all ever invite me home, you know. none of you all do this. And she was crying. But they all sat with their hands folded. I said, it's your mother. Run to her. Hug her. That is natural. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in fact, I want to write a book, The Romantic Prophet. He was expressive. That's what we need. We need support. The point a sister made, that after your husband passed away, no one comes home. This is the reality. People are living in their own worlds. So the few things I want to share with you. The last incident, the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One day Hazrat Ali came, he missed his salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said words to the effect. He said, what happened to you today? He said, well, I was on my way rushing for salah. In front of me, there was a fragile, frail man walking. I feared if I went past him quickly or briskly, I would have reminded him of his mortality. Therefore, I held back to be self-aware. So what I want to suggest to all of you is the following, my beloved sisters. I want you to start loving yourself. You got to love yourself. You are unique. There's no one like you. You are unique. You know, when people tell me, Idris, you don't know how happy we are to see you. I say, every morning I look at the mirror, I say the same thing. I say, hey, no, yes, I say it. I say it, hey, Idris, I like it. Yes, that's what you want. You got to love yourself, man. No, you know, not in an arrogant way or whatever, you know what I mean? Right, you got to love yourself. I want all of you to say, I love yourself, I love me. Not me. That too, okay. No, you must say, you know, really, you got to start loving yourself. Yeah, remember, we don't have a punitive, vengeful Allah there. We don't have that Allah there. Hey, what you may regard as a tragedy may be a step towards your Jannah. Please, you got to understand that. Allah loves you. Please believe me, Allah loves you. You must understand that He loves you. He loves you, He loves you. You know, there is an example, if I'm correct, one day someone went past and the Sahaba said, how fortunate is this man? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said word to this effect, he would only be tested when he goes down. You see, for some people, wealth is a blessing, and for others, wealth is a curse. So I want you to live consciously and say, you know what? I want the rest of my life to be meaningful. Meaningful. Let me reconnect with my family members. Let me reconnect with my neighbors. Let me start a particular program, uplifting and connecting with other people. Yes, loss is loss. Divorce can be traumatic. And you know what psychologists often say? They say revealing is healing, it's cathartic. Right? Otherwise, you're going to implode. Talk about it. Talk about it. Have good friends. Even our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said words to this effect, there is no good in him who neither befriends or is befriended. So you got to make friends. You got to make friends. You got to connect with the right kind of people. And you got to say to yourself, you know what? Remember this. In the end, you know what? You might look back, and this is also important. Your past is a point of reference and not your residence. Remember that. Your past is a point of reference and not your residence. Your past is a point of reference and not your residence. You cannot live in the past. You got to reinvent your past. You got to make your mistakes flourish as positive things so others do not make the same mistakes. And that is important. And never, ever, ever think that your future is going to be bleak. Never, ever think. Remember this. Attitude, you own your own attitude. I get up in the morning, I say to myself, hey, Idris, how's it? You're going to be happy today. Yes, right. And nobody, please believe me, no one can make you feel small without your permission. Nobody. Right? We may be living in a chauvinistic world. You may be living at a time when people demean you. But in the eyes of Allah, you are a special creation. You are jewels. You know, you ask my wife, there was a ladies section and the men's section. Where was Idris? He said he was in the ladies section. And they asked him, what is he doing? He says, making sure no intermingling going on there. I like it. I love it. Yes. Right, right. So what I'm saying to you, I'm saying this to you, my beloved sisters, and I mean this. Right? So I mean this. And before I continue, just through show of hands, how many of you are really going to make a difference? Are you going to really consciously take ownership of your life? Put your hands up, please. If you've got split personality, you can put two hands up. Is that right? No, please. Because you're going to regret it. Please, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. Yes, two hands up there, right? No, you have to do it. You must do it. You have to do it, right? Okay, let me see my notes now. Yeah, right. So the whole thing is this, right? You mustn't assume for one moment. If you do all of these things, I promise you, you'll be able to cope with any trauma. When you take ownership, remember, there's a divorce, you lost someone. That's a part of your life. After divorce, it does not mean you should not remarry. It does not mean that all men are bad, right? It does not mean that my life is over. It is not. It is not over. It is not over. In fact, I know of situations when people had the best years of their life after divorce, when they made significant contribution, they became healers to others, help others to cope with this trauma. Otherwise, remember this, you can either have a vicious cycle or a virtuous cycle. A cycle of self-pity, go sitting in one corner, depress you, the head down. You know when you're sitting down like this, doing nothing. Visit. You know somewhere I came across, how far is true, Allah knows. They say on average, if you have five friends on average, it's unlikely you'll have depression. Because at all times you're talking to them, right? And remember this, this is also important, right? Also important. No one owes you a living. Forget about people's insensitivities. Forget if your in-laws have forgotten you, whatever it is, right? Remember, and the title, the subtitle, you're not alone. I saw it, I thought it was very evocative. You're not alone because Allah is with you. Allah has not forsaken you. Allah has not forsaken you, right? And we spoke about children. The problem today is sort of making children Allah confident, we are making them self-confident. We need to change our paradigm, inshallah, right? So there are other things that is also very important, very fundamental. Is when you, there's nothing wrong on reflection, nothing wrong on looking back at your life and look at it and be objective. Look at the good things that have taken place and look at your own mistakes. Let it be a path of self-discovery also. So that when you get into marriage again, you do not carry the same baggage. Otherwise, you're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, right? And the two other things that I want to mention to all of you is this, right? Who is holding you back from finding happiness? Answer that question. Who is holding you back? Right? Say all of you, I'm holding you. You, I mean you. I'm, you are holding me. Yeah, you are holding yourself. I'll tell you why. I want you, if you get a chance, right, look at the regrets of the dying. It's a pretty powerful, there are about 10 regrets they have, right? I add my own, you know, of the dying. Yeah, I add my own, right, because I'm sure they didn't want to say they were shy, you know, so I said, okay. Why did I allow this one person to sabotage my life? I should have had better friends. I should have learned to say no. I should have taken ownership of my life. I should have prayed more. I should not have been obsessed with work. And talking about that, you must lead a balanced life. Yes, a balanced life. You understand? You know, not about looking pretty. How's it, doll? How's it? Right, not only about that, right. Got a good mind, body, and soul. In the end, Allah will look at you, what heart you come back to Him with. Feel happy. One of the critical ways of all healing yourself after divorce is to have a sense of generosity. Hey, Because in the end, it's very easy to blame everyone else, to say nasty things about that nasty person that you are married to, inverted commas, right? Don't spew venom, right? Have a generosity of heart. And the best way of healing is to help others. The best way of healing is to bring a smile to someone else's face. And that's very, very important, very, very critical. The other critical aspect is this. In the end, only Allah knows what the future is, right? Tomorrow may be your last day on this earth, right? There are two things. One is called interpersonal relationships. The other one is intrapersonal relationships. Are you a negative person? Are you a kind of person for every solution you'll find a problem? Who are you? It's also that. Who are you? Who are you? And that's important. For example, I remember I was helping this couple, and I know what made me do this, you see. So I said to both of them, there was tension at home, right? I said, I want you to look out through this window. What can you see? Looking out from a small window, they never saw the same things. The man said, I can see one street lamp and three birds. And she said, I can see freedom. Look at the difference. You see, because it is that what's inside your heart that manifests. When you're happy, when you look at the waves, is lilting, rocking waves. If you are sad, you only look at the receding waves, right? Right? So I want to just say to all of you, right? You know, there is a sister, may Allah bless her, and I'm very close to the family. So, and her husband was a dear friend of mine. He passed away. So I asked her, how are you doing? He said, the dua that I made, he said, Ya Allah, you gave me such a happy, happy marriage. Let my separation also be a happy one. And she is. It has, the sister said, it's about acceptance. You got to accept it completely. 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 Right? That's a very, very important thing. And remember, in the end, no one stops your life except yourself. No one stops your life except yourself. Right? Okay. How many more minutes I got there? 15. Huh? 15. 15. I'm just warming up here, man. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. I want to ask you a question, right? Okay. Who are you? Kutsia. Who are you?
Anissa.
Okay. Now, what did I ask them? Did I ask them what's their name?
No.
Aha. I got you, right? I'm so clever and all, right? No, and this is very important. I'll tell you what, why that question is important. I ask the question wherever I go. With Allah's blessing, I won't say it anyway, right? Wherever I go, you ask a person, who are you? They give them the name. I said, I didn't ask you your name. Who are you? I'm Mrs. So-and-so. I didn't ask you you're married. Who are you? I'm doctor. I didn't ask you if you're a doctor. The best answer I got, and perhaps yay in it, is your answer. The best answer I got, I'm nothing but a humble servant of Allah. I'm nothing but a humble servant of Allah. Every day before you go to bed, ask yourself, was I a humble servant of Allah? It's not so much also your public persona, it's also who you are at home. Right? I'm a humble servant of Allah. And that's very, very important, right? The other thing that is also very, very critical is this. Learn new skills. Learn new skills. Open your mind. Hey, read the seerah. Find out about other people. Go to other people. Then you realize, you know what? If I see it in perspective, my grief is not as serious as other people. You understand? So that's very, very important. Right? So the two things that I want to mention, and then, yeah, humor. Humor is important. It's important. You know, you've got to have a sense of humor. Right? Tell me, when you go for a function, right? I want to ask you, sisters, right? I often ask my wife this. Right? If you go for a function and you don't know the others around the table, do you engage them in a conversation? Yeah. Lie as you? Yeah. So my wife is going for wrong functions then. How many of y'all, be honest with me, how many of y'all, you know what, I'm stuck here, I promised my wife I'll be giving a moving talk, I can't move here, but anyway. I'm so witty, right? Anyway, hey, how many of you, be honest, when you go for a function, you speak to the people around you? You do? Hey, what? Hey, y'all do that, okay? Okay, it's a special group, Fatima, you train them well. Okay, you train them well. Right, okay, right. So, I want to end off with three things, inshallah, right? The one thing is this. I would like you to confront yourself. Be honest, confront yourself. Confront yourself, do self-reflection, right? And ask yourself this question, right? And remember this, in the end, no one can fight your demons except yourself. You know what keeps you awake at night, isn't it? You know what the image people have of you, you know your own image. So confront yourself, be honest, confront yourself. And sit down and confront yourself with Allah. Talk to Him. Do you know, one of the things that I do, not that I'm perfect, is before I give my talk, I always seek Allah's guidance. And when I stand up here in front of you, I would say, Ya Allah, I'm not fit to speak to the sisters here. You know what's in the heart. You know the pain. Give me words that I could connect with each one of them. And if my talk goes well, I want no one to tell me. If it goes badly, give someone courage to tell me so I can improve. You understand, right? So that's one, confront yourself. The second important thing is this. Ask yourself this question. This question. If I were to live another 20, 30 years, whatever, right? Okay. What will be my regrets? Think about it. What will be my regrets? 5 years, 10 years, what will be my regrets? Write it down. Because ask yourself, if I know these are going to be my 5 regrets, do something about it now. Right? The third important thing is this, which is also very is fundamental. It's about forgiveness. Forgiving your spouse, your ex-spouse, is very important. It is liberating. I'm not saying, oh, speak to him, you know, I'm missing it too much, you know. Right. You know what? Forgiveness is liberating. It's very, very important that you forgive people, right? Now, and who are the people? Who are the people that leave a true legacy behind? Who are the people? Who are the people that when they die, people say good things? You know, who are they? Who? The kind people, generous people, compassionate people. People say, that person made a difference to me. When you help someone, when no one is watching except Allah, when you help that person, and when you are present. And that's very, very important, my friends, that at any given time, you got to be present. Present, what do I mean by present? I don't mean just physically, I mean emotionally present. Be present. And I would like you, inshallah, when you go get back home, to write down 3 or 4 things you're going to do differently. And remember, habits are not easy to embrace, especially if they are new habits. Consciously do it and seek Allah's guidance. And I have no doubt, inshallah, through that, it will make a difference, right? And you know, I was coming from home, right? I normally come from home. my wife and I, you know, we when I just tell, I think I'm making a not on YouTube this one, right? Yes. I love you, my darling. Yes.
Where were you supposed to come from without coming from home?
It's true. That's a good point.
Good question.
Yeah. I'll honestly say I came from another home where a couple were having a fight.
I heard that.
You don't believe me, right?
Hey.
No.
You don't know me. Right. Anyway, my wife and I have a ritual. And the ritual is that I told her that when I leave home, it could be a defining moment. I may not come back. And a question someone might ask you, what were the parting words between you and your spouse? Imagine say, you did karate, and all that. Right. So she would wait. She would wait at the door there and, you know, I'd blow kisses at her. Right. So, and then I'll drive around the road, she'll be waiting in the veranda, I'll do the same thing. And a lot of ladies wait there, I say, no, not for you, it's only for my wife. Listen, so good to see some of my old friends, family. Allah bless you. Allah look after you and protect you. And remember this. For the things you and I, you know, they say, must show gratitude or make sabr. For the things you and I make sabr for, the other people in other parts of the world will take our sabr. For them, it will be gratitude. Remember that. It's relative, right? So I want you to be positive people, inshallah. Take ownership. Become an avid reader. Open your mind. Reconnect with Allah. And inshallah, I have no doubt, you can have a smile on your dial.
Okay, I suppose our first question to him would be if he's ever considered a side hustle in stand-up comedy.